כן, אנחנו ממשיכים.
Yeah, we are continuing on the same topic, faith above reason. How else? This is the topic where we build our clear parts of our soul. And we have no more than that to do. We need from day to day to see ourselves with a new desire. Where we feel that what we had yesterday is deleted, and it can happen several times a day. As we go back to this topic of faith above reason, as if we haven't done anything, as if we haven't achieved anything, where even though we had some sensation, we don't feel that we're in it. It's all erased. Meaning the will to receive keeps renewing all the time. Because we have to reach some level where over the will to receive that is renewed each time, we have to do more and more exercises with restriction in the sense that everything comes from the Creator, everything has to be above self-benefit. And I turn to the group as I turn to the Creator. And in this way I build my potsuf. I have of yut, what I receive from the Creator, and by the restriction and screen, I build the relation to the Creator and to the group that I'm devoted to them. And what's important to them is what I want to feel. That's what I want to live. And what's in me, my thoughts, my desires, I certainly feel them. I certainly start from there, but that's not where I want to be. I don't want to be immersed in that, because except for just building my spirituality on that foundation, we have a view over that tzimtzum, masach, ochozer, meaning I want to bestow outside of myself, which is towards the group and the Creator. And this way, again and again, we aim to build my correct attitude above us through the group to the Creator. As it says, until every penny joins another penny, until there's a great sum total. And we've built this form of the potsuf, and from there on we begin to work in the spiritual world. We begin to feel this intention of bestowal in order to bestow above myself. Everyone feels that dimension and begins to recognize spirituality, the spiritual world, the spiritual space. And because we have to invest a lot of exertion in that, a lot of different types of efforts, so each time it disappears and comes back, goes away and comes back. We perhaps would like to put ourselves permanently in spirituality, but it doesn't work that way. It's impossible. The Creator gives this to us in little portions so that we do more with it, so that we invest and properly establish it. And that's how we build our spiritual potsuf. I truly hope that we begin to achieve that. There are people among us who have a will to receive with the point in it that attracts us to faith above reason in order to bestow, with some with bigger will to receive, smaller in different shapes, but ultimately everyone has a place. in the collective soul. And if we already received an awakening, then it's a sign that this place is already awaiting us. So it all depends on us. Let's hold our friends, our people, our whole kli, and let's try to work specifically on that point, that everything is in the hands of the Creator, there's none else besides Him, and I have to relate myself to Him with the group, through the group. And then my work will not be like something that people talk about outside, that we have to believe something. Rather, it means that our work is above our will to receive. And that's how we advance. There are discernments here that are difficult to express in words. But gradually, out of a lot of words, each and every one will try, according to their own efforts, to feel what it's about. So, I very much recommend not to let this subject go, even though it is repulsive, it's frustrating, I can't get anything from it. Some people are fed up with it. Keep going. Keep going, because it's the only approach to achieve the...
Again, excerpt number 33. A person needs great mercy in order to not escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided, and it's as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can only be above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations you see, that nothing can help you, he should believe this too above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, and in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow.
This means that the Creator prepares all the states for us. There's none else besides Him. He does everything. But the exertion from a certain point along the path is what we need to give, to relate everything to Him, to the Creator. And then it's the only thing we need. All the rest is done by the upper light according to a person's annulment, subjugation to that form. Your more felt for you. And just understand that as you again and again run into the opportunity to determine faith above reason, and you don't know what it is or how to do it, it all comes from the Kli itself. It's not that you're like this and others are not. Everyone has their own will to receive, which does not let the person rise above himself and understand what it means to be above the will to receive. What it means to be in faith above, outside the will to receive. That's faith above reason, that we have a desire, and above it we need to make a restriction, and above the restriction we exit in order to bestow. In order to bestow means that what's outside of me is more important than me. And I accept that as the determining factor. That my whole life truly depends on the group and the Creator. And I give myself, and I become immersed in them. And I don't want anything to remain for myself. Besides that point, which is my point in Adam HaRishon, and with that point I want to be included in them. Everything they have is where I want to be. And then it turns out that I have a Kli called faith above reason, a force of bestowal that I enter, and there I gradually begin to build myself, time and again. That's what you're going to see. And this has been prepared for each and every one. We all will have to go through that, because this is called spirituality. The degree of Bina above the degree of Malchut, where we want to think, feel, understand, see everything according to that higher degree above me. It's not that I will rise to that. I rather build another level of perception of reality. It's not that I will become more sensitive or wiser. That's unimportant. That's my inner development. I care about spiritual development, which means I exit my ordinary perception, and I want to perceive everything through the importance of the others. Through the importance of others. That's how it is.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Раф, почему это внутреннее обращение? Вот написано, что он должен верить в высшее знание, что...
Rav. What is the meaning here in this inner appeal that he needs to, it's written here that he has to believe above reason that the Creator will help him come out of his desire to receive. We say there's no Creator, but what the person builds in the tent. So what is that inner address that will help here? The address to who? What is that?
Ablo Shomim.
A person must not forget that all of his degrees, all of his states are all in reality already. They're predetermined. He just have to put in the power, the effort to be in them. I push myself into the level of Bina. And that means that those outside of me, the group and the Creator, are more important than me. And in this way, I begin to see, feel, hear what's in them rather than me. And this attitude of what's happening in them instead of me gives me the sensation of spirituality. Now, if I only felt what's in them, I'd be an angel. If I feel what's in me versus what's in them and the Creator, and I think of what's in them and the Creator, that is called a Kabbalist. That is called Adam, which is a much higher degree than that of an angel. We are literally entering this sense of touching the spiritual discernments. You'll see. It'll happen. And most importantly, be patient and thank the Creator for doing these exercises with us. It doesn't depend on the study, how much you study. It depends on how much you want to enter the group and the Creator and belong to them.
Despair and a state of confidence.
Right.
It's pretty close to the heart so far, and really felt what's not clear is that he has to then give forth a prayer. That transition to giving a prayer is not clear how to do that.
A person needs to feel that he has no choice, that if he will not attain spirituality, he'll stay as a beast in this world, because we'll live the life of a beast. A person is already the degree of the Creator, the Adam, above ourselves. So every opportunity we have to rise above ourselves through the friends, through the ten, we have to take it and use it and go back to these exercises as many times a day as possible. If I didn't answer, you can ask again.
You answered, but there's another question that's not... what's a prayer, actually? How does that happen? How do you come to this?
Prayer is that I want to reach a state where the quality of bestowal dwells in me. That's it. And also, when we learn all these excerpts from the articles, yesterday we started, yesterday evening, we started studying Tests Part 6. We're always asking for the upper force to clothe in us and give us an opportunity to think and feel outside our ego. USA Northeast.
Un atto pratico per quando faccio di tutto per gli amici, penso.
Practical action. When I do everything for my friends, I think of my friends.
Per cose corporee che esplode dentro di me.
And I feel that there's this desire for corporeal desires that are exploding in me. What is the practical action I can do to remain on the path?
Only to be connected to the friends as many times a day as possible, take part in all the lessons, and if you have more time, then go back to what we've learned again. Repeat what we've studied. I can show you my books, which I studied with, and wherever you open them, you can see how much I wrote, how much I doodled here, diagrams, all kinds of things, each and every page, each one filled with a lot of additions. Without it, I wasn't able to learn. And every time we went back to this material, I did more. And I have 6 volumes of tests this way. So if you have time, go back to that. With excerpts, it's easier. We didn't used to read the excerpts. We used to read the third of the article and then go to tests, and the day after read another third, and where you already forget about the first one, and was a big problem. Today we already have these excerpts that enable us to do it in a more condensed fashion, and also more suitable for our time, because we're all in a hurry in the last generation. We also have to understand that we need to prepare ourselves for the general development of the world. The world is deteriorating very fast. Maybe you're not aware of it. I'm not talking about the news. I'm talking about what I feel. The world is declining and declining. And we have to make sure, how do we maybe quietly but still prepare the method of correction for the world according to the corruption that will appear, that we will possess the method of correction. We have to acquire this method of faith above reason as fast as possible, which is the main method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to achieve spirituality, so that we can talk about it as fast as possible, as well as operate without explaining to them. But we have to be ready with great spiritual force. Not even very high, but still some level that enables us to help the world, and without even mentioning it to them. They won't understand it. Just like we now don't understand how it works. But we will work. And we'll work in a way where the human mind doesn't operate and the human emotion doesn't feel, because we will be above that. And that's what we need to learn.
It says in the text
to pray in order to believe that the Creator hears one's faith, one's prayer. Can the prayer correct another prayer? Or is there a prayer after a prayer? It's written that it turns out that then he needs to put forth a prayer so that he will believe that the Creator does hear his prayer.
The power of correction only comes from above. This is called the light that reforms. Therefore, we need to understand that after everything that depends on us, there's only a request to the Creator that will help, that will show, that will teach us. We want to be on His side. We want to be in the force of love, bestowal, connection. We're just incapable. We don't even understand what it is. So our entire work has to end with a request, a collective request. As much as possible, together to think about this, the same goal, the same state, where we connect as one with the Creator.
The prayer prior to prayer is so that the prayer will be collective in faith above reason?
Right, right. Prayer cannot be not collective. It's only 10, not 9 or 11, as it says. But it doesn't matter, even if the group is 5 or 6, that's good too. As long as it's together, as it's collective. That has to happen. Without it coming from a collective, the Creator doesn't feel it. This is called one receives one. The Creator being one receives one, which is the created being. So several desires connecting as one, who they overcome the shattering or and made themselves or want to make themselves a shared desire. Belarus.
It's written here that we come to a prayer through confidence and despair. Confidence in what?
Confidence needs to be about each and every one of us ultimately having fate, having a destiny where we receive, we have the goal and we have a place in the common soul and we have to reach it, doesn't matter what happens. And even if you don't do anything, you will achieve it. But beyond it, I need to be certain about the faith in the sages, the Kabbalists who tell me how I can speed up my development and turn to the Creator through the group and ask Him for the correction so that I rise to His level in understanding relating to all of reality with love as He does.
Перед уроком у нас есть общая молитва. Есть ли такая потребность, чтобы перед этой молитвой вместе воздавать хвалу Творцу?
Before the lesson we have this common prayer. Is there a need for this prayer to be together?
Prayer can only come from a ten, from the Patsuf. Otherwise, it does not reach the upper force. He stands against each and every group. An individual group. Even two coming together, praying to the Creator out of the connection between them, if they turn to the Creator hears. The upper degree is always built opposite the lower degree in a way that the lower degree has, there has to be a connection there to equalize with the upper degree and communicate the deficiency to it. You understand? If on my degree I become one with my group, this deficiency out of that oneness rises to the Creator, which is the upper degree to us. And that's how it always works. So without connection, there's no prayer. Okay? All right. Kiev 1.
Сказали, что духовное состояние наступает тогда, когда несколько хисаронов.
You said that the spiritual state comes when several lacks overcome separation and overcome with unity. We have our desires in the ten when we connect together. This kli that we build, is it something bigger than the connected particles of our desires, or is it just a sum of them?
Of course, when you each overcome your ego and everyone above their ego connects with the others, that is already a spiritual deficiency and you can turn it to the Creator. But if you don't rise above yourselves and connect between you, making a request from the Creator, then he doesn't hear. It's just mechanics. It's the lower degree opposite the upper degree. You were all born from the upper degree. And so in order to rise to it, to come to it, you have to be connected again. And then you hit it, you touch it, you raise your deficiency to it.
In such a case, what does it mean to overcome the egoism? You said there's two choices. When we overcome and connect, and
when we connect between us without canceling the personal ego, it means that we are connecting on the level of this world, say like in an army, in the army, or in some group of some sort, or a gang that went out to beat up someone. When do we raise ourselves above our personal ego? When I want to integrate in my friends, in their desire, in their goal. I want to be a part of them. And each and every one does that. And so it turns out that in this connection, when we each want to integrate with the others and be for the sake of the others, then we discover the Creator there.
Это автоматически происходит раскрытие Творца, либо это какого-то еще усилия?
Yes, of course. Yes. No.
Does that happen automatically?
No. When you want to integrate in the others, when you want to live in the others, be in the others, you cancel your ego. You want to, it's like Hillel says, if you have a pillow, give it to him. If you have a chair, give it to him. Love their friend as yourself. Through that, you build a kli where the Creator is revealed. You don't need to give anything to the Creator besides this preparation.
У меня вопрос такой.
Only that.
So my question is like this. When there's a desire of the friends that I'm included in, I nullify myself. And there's something that connects us all together already. What is it?
It's the upper force that connects us together.
Who connects us together?
He connects us together. There's no other force. Because it's a force of bestowal. That's common to all. That's the Creator. It's very close. It just some patience and you'll see what happens. And then it turns out that we rise above towards this and the world is deteriorating in parallel and there'll be a point where we feel we can meet with them because they will be in total helplessness. Just having nothing. It'll be like, ooh, such a distress of the whole of humanity with what's happening to them. And then we will also be able to bring them the force of going above reason, and they will accept it without work. They'll just take it out of no choice. That's how it will happen. And you'll see. You'll see how the world is deteriorating daily. And with an understanding, better and better, people start understanding where we're going, that we're not going back, that we're not going backwards, but rather we're going forward more and more into uncertainty. What's uncertainty? All people of the world are being pushed into a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge about the future, uncertainty in anything. So they will accept the level of above reason through us. That's how it works.
About external people that you're saying, our goal is to bring them this feeling so that they will feel it or to incorporate in them?
No. I also don't understand why when I speak he doesn't hear or what? No. We need just one thing to achieve faith above reason. Nothing else is important for us. Towards them, we need to publicize the process that the world is going through. That only through coming closer to each other we can come to correction. But not to tell them about faith above reason. It'll seem completely delusional to them, like some fantasy. Rather, only tell them that the future of the world is inevitably connection. And if we want to acquire an antivirus, then it's also connection, whether it's against the coronavirus or other viruses that are already standing in line. Only the increasing connection between us further and further is the cure for all the viruses. That's it. I truly hope that we will reach a state when we can advise
studies
how to do such studies, research, where that we conduct in groups, in big organizations, showing that as much as people connect among them, even simple people in a mechanical way off the street, how that weakens the coronavirus presence among them. I don't want to go too fast with this. We have to understand where people are. But it will happen. You'll see soon. Turkey 3.
Раф, а скажите, пожалуйста, вот есть преодоление, когда над ним...
Раф, tell me, please. There's an overcoming above which we connect. Is there some other overcoming that brings us down?
Yes, we come closer to the Creator only by the ascent, but between each and every ascent, there's a descent. And each time it's greater with despair, and I get upset about everything, I can't do anything, I want to leave, I want to go. You already know it a little bit, but you'll see how big it becomes, where without confidence and supervision from the society, from the group, I can't hold on. Because I'm receiving a will to receive that's greater than myself. So I can only hold on by clinging to the group. There's no other solution. The mechanics is simple. I have to hold on to them because within me there's only a greater negative force. I have a sense of despair, helplessness, no desire to advance, I don't care what's going to happen, and so on. And here, it's only about holding on to the group. Everyone goes through these states. You're going to see what other states will emerge. It'll be a lot more intense. And we'll go through it together. This is called going through the stormy ocean to the shore. Moscow 3.
Когда вы говорите, что я отменяюсь и включаюсь в желание десятки, означает ли это, что я включаюсь...
Good morning, teacher. When you say that I nullify and include myself in the group, does it mean that I am incorporated in their prayer?
It's called praying together with the ten. It's not that I do it in myself and they either know about it or don't know about it. We have to build it. It takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes, doesn't matter. When the ten connects, today it's very easy to do with technology. So connect during the day for 10 minutes or at the end of the day, whenever you have time, and everyone says one sentence about what he wishes for, and that goes into our common prayer. That's it. And then you'll see that everyone thinks this way, that everyone feels this as one. And this has to be done every day.
Is it important to know if I'm going above reason, or should I just continue to pray? Is it important to know?
No, it's important for me to know that I want to rise to a state that's called above my reason. As above my reason is called that I am operating according to the desire to bestow, according to connection, according to all the definitions that are called in me spirituality and not corporeality. In corporeality, each is on his own. There's no connection. In corporeality, each is for himself and not bestow. And I am trying to define my state in connection and in mutual bestowal, and I want to start to feel such a reality. And through it, to see the whole world. I want to look at everyone with different eyes. Not with my eyes, but with the eyes of the ten. And in my feeling I want, and in my heart and my mind, in everything I want to come to a collective perception. Not the way one person sees this, but rather the ten. The ten is a partzuf. The partzuf is a spiritual structure, and what's revealed in it is the spiritual state.
So the more that I want this and the more that I yearn for this, the stronger the prayer becomes?
Yes, of course, our prayer will be more and more powerful that way.
United VG4.
Thank you, Rav. Question from my friends. How should we work with friends so that we can be ready for prayers of our Kabbalist ancestors, so that can we bring the light into our vessels?
You simply need to repeat our lessons. Let's say now, we just read one excerpt, number 33. And we're talking about it for an hour already. I don't think this is redundant. On the contrary, why? Because through us hearing what the friends are asking, how the teacher answers them, by this we connect. And this connection is already a spiritual one. It's already above our entire egos in order for us to connect and reveal the Creator. This is why this is the work. Therefore, I feel that some of the friends are saying, they're asking, I'll wait till we study something. No. Especially, it's written even about the teacher. From all my students, I have become educated. Where I connect to you, connected them and answered them, and while I'm answering your questions, we are adding and building that general soul. Because what are the questions? They're deficiencies. There's the matter of the partzuf of Adam HaRishon, where we're raising and scrutinizing it, and each time adding to it a little bit through us, the reforming light. And this is how we're preparing our part in Adam HaRishon to live, to begin to feel how the Creator is revealed in it. That's why I give you the possibility to ask, because this is a practical part of our correction.
Rav, when the state when a person already needs to pray, can it come from actual sorrow or?
Yes, in prayer we attain everything. We get everything through the prayer.
Доброе утро, Рав. Рав, подскажите, а как можно убедить десятку в необходимости составления общей молитвы?
Good morning, Rav. Can you advise how to see the prayer as a commitment?
There's no question here. Every ten needs to compose a prayer every day for the Creator, in which in this prayer, all the friends in the ten participate. Every day. 10 minutes, however long it takes you, you each think about it, and then while you're connecting, each just says this and this and this and this, so that you will see what the intentions and desires of the friends are, so you will be able to integrate in them.
Morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, we are already studying quite a bit about faith above reason. And how does Rabash say here that a person needs mercy? What is that? Is the common prayer mercy, the common request?
Mercy is us wanting the Creator to operate on us and help us. That's it. Besides mercy, I don't want a thing, because I'm the will to receive. I can't help myself in any way. And so then I take my friends and we hold ourselves like by the hands and we all cry to Him to help us, to give us more intellect, more feeling, a few exercises to teach us how to be in faith above reason.
Again, item 34. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, "Why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake," which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it's unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature.
To put himself to death, to...
At that time, one has...
Put to death his ego.
At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, "Now I've come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I'm lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature."
Yes. Meaning it's clear that such despair is what we need to come to. But we can't scream out of despair if we're not truly despaired, because it's a matter of states, physical states that we need to happen in us, that we need to feel, that need to be revealed in us. Therefore, such a true prayer, eventually we come to it in the 10, not alone, even though he writes here about one, but everyone in the 10 needs to more or less feel this state, to integrate in one another, to understand this state of 10 as one, and then we come to the answer, the repentance. PT
25.
Rav, it feels like there is this gap between faith above reason, and can we speak about this bridge where the prayer is maybe the addressing the Creator to connect these two states?
That's right. You're talking very nicely. It's really that way. There's no connection between reason and faith above reason. This is Malchut, and that is Bina. And we can only do a restriction upon Malchut and to rise from it slowly, slowly, little parts to Bina. That's called the Achap of Ascent. And this is by us through all kinds of actions in the 10, in our big group, awaken light that shines on us and helps us rise and rise and rise from Malchut to Bina until we start to feel that we have a part in Bina. That's how it is. Okay, well, I'm talking with such simple words, even though it's not quite that way in reality, but for the time being, it is correct.
Rav, how do we raise a prayer together? I don't understand it. If we don't sit together and talk about a topic for hours and then come to some feeling together, then how?
We build common kelim by talking in such a way. What do you think, that I am ready for an hour and a half already? I'm talking with you for what? In order to build a new kli, a new feeling, in order to come closer to one another, so that the light will have that influence upon all of us and will spin us together more and more, like a soup that you kind of swirl around with a spoon so that it will cook well. We're doing that now.
Sorry, so this means that I need to pray during the lesson and together with the world group, and I don't know how to say it, then raise a prayer, or what?
By that, we're already raising a prayer. We're talking about the creator, about the group, about a person. We're expecting this to happen. You don't need to say such words to the creator that you want from him. It's clear what's in your heart. He can read that. He feels and hears.
So, to accumulate the deficiency.
Yes. PT 10.
Don't get rid of cola. Is there a difference between the prayer of many and a prayer that I have for the friends?
Your prayer for the friends is an individual prayer, even though it's for the friends. It's a prayer for oneself is completely opposite reality, and we do not take it into consideration. But the prayer of many is where we all ask for the same goal, for the same action, to the same creator, for our common group. That's what benefits. That is very beneficial. You will see, the creator for the time being doesn't want to show us how this works and how it's beneficial, because we could stop midway and like as if it's okay already. No, we will have to more and more try to assemble ourselves, compose ourselves to the right prayer, and from that seeking, from that darkness, he'll be revealed and we'll be connected with him. And then his prayer and our prayer will combine as two holes. As two parts of a whole, like man and mud.
No. So then I should pray that we all come to a prayer of many. I mean, this is the prayer for the friends, I guess.
Yes. At least the 10. Less than the 10, there's no point in praying. It's best to not pray. That's called one who takes himself out of the collective. So at least the 10. And it's best from the 10 to extend it even beyond that to all of the world, Bnei Baruch, and to the whole of humanity. What are we going to do from here? Oh, we have Peter. Yes.
Peter. Учитель, если человек вкладывает себя полностью в группу и достиг этой точки.
Teacher, if a person invests himself 100% in the group and he came to that point of despair, where he is willing to die with this ego, but he can't ask correctly, neither from the group nor from the creator, how to rise.
We need to strengthen in that point. It's a point along the way. We have to go through it, and each time it's like we're coming back to that point of despair. The point of despair is between the state in which I see that I'm not worthwhile, not worth it, and not anything, and I don't want, and so forth, and then that point of despair, the despair from all kinds of states, until it comes to despair from my forces. And then I'll say, no matter what, I can't do anything here. Be what will. I'll die, I'll die, I'll live, I live in one way or another. I don't decide anything. That's a very important point, because then I don't think of myself anymore. I seemingly disconnect from myself. And then from that point onwards, I start to feel that the upper light is operating here, which operated on me before too, but now I feel it operating on me in such a way that it leads me to despair from my power. And then by that I see how much I need to relate to the true spiritual reality in a way that is outside of my ego. So such states we go through. This is something you need to already feel now.
Latin.
Won't spoil you what I'm saying now.
God forbid. So the question is, should I trust a friend even though he doesn't come to the morning lesson and does whatever he wants?
You don't see the friend. You see the Creator playing with you in such a way.
So what should I do? Not tell him that's okay, don't come?
Relate to him in love, that you will break him in love.
These are exactly the thoughts. He says Israel encamped there before those bad thoughts about the friend.
Yeah.
So I have to rise above it?
Rise above means that instead of hate, you bring love.
I got it.
You're on the path, you can do it. Try and see.
What should I do?
Show everybody that you love everybody.
What does that mean?
What is it you think?
All right, so I know I don't love them, so I rise above myself all the time.
If you give such an example, it'll influence everybody.
Really?
Because suddenly everybody's going to be shocked. That's that same Tzvika, the rude guy that takes control of everything, that nothing, that zero. Look what's happening with him. What an example he's giving. How he's relating to everybody. How he's speaking towards everybody. That's exactly the place.
Africa. Thank you, Rav.
Africa.
Our question is, how do we convert every step of our incorporation into a covenant?
You need every day, each and every day, to speak about the connection between you and the covenant between you. Did it become one kli yet? What else do we need to do in order for in this covenant to get revelation of spirituality, revelation of the Creator? Meaning the form of the covenant has to be like the form of the Creator. The connection, the love. Check it day to day and see as much as you advance. Hebrew 10.
Sorry, I wanted to ask about the covenant. Right now, the most essential part of our covenant is our agreement to come to the morning lesson and be together at the lesson.
That's not a covenant. It's not a covenant. It's a mechanical condition. It has nothing to do with spirituality.
What should we add to it in order for it to become a covenant?
I don't want to even talk about it because it's not spiritual to come to the lesson.
It's
not above your reason. It's not above your desire. There's a lot of people that wake up at night and go out to give out milk or bread to all the stores. They go to work, they come back from work, taxi drivers and so on. A lot of people work at night. What's the problem?
No. Rav, can I continue?
Yeah.
So what is a covenant? How do we do our spiritual work? Not just in a corporeal way.
Covenant means that we are committing and want the Creator to be concerned about it, guarantor for this. The covenant is the alvut, the guarantee. Who's the guarantor? That we want to determine this covenant between us, the Creator. That's why it's called, and He signed the covenant with them. That between us we want to connect, and we want the Creator to keep the covenant for us.
Рав, как вы сказали сейчас, что основное в союзе это то, что мы приглашаем.
Рав, according to what you just said, that the main thing in the covenant is that we invite the Creator to be our guarantor. How can we be certain that the Creator will agree to be our guarantor? What should we promise Him?
We have to create a place for Him between us. If each one annuls himself a bit, and in this way everybody. So between us remains a vacant place where everyone annulled himself in something towards the other. That place is then filled by the Creator, and He sustains us. He holds us. Kiev 1.
Рав, а что такое жертвоприношение в нашем соединении?
Рав,
жертвоприношение, акравата курбанот,
the sacrifice of the offers is by me annulling my ego and coming closer to the Creator. That is, in Hebrew, it's called hakravat hakorban. Korban from the word closeness, karov. And by this, that I am sacrificing my will to receive, I perform an action upon it, that with it I come closer to the Creator. That is called the sacrifice, the offerings.
And what does it mean that we add salt to it?
That it will be constant forever, for eternity. I want this to just to keep doing this. That's called that I'm adding salt to this. Salt, it's something that doesn't rot, it doesn't get spoiled.
Let's say we connected with the friends in the ten in a prayer. Each one disconnected a part of his ego, and we pledged. How do we pledge to be in this?
What does it mean, you pledge? What are you? Who are you? Just words. A second from now you're going to forget about it. Only the Creator can hold this. He is eternal. He is whole. He has the forces. He'll do it for you. You just have to ask, and to ask of everybody and only towards Him. That will happen.
Chaver.
Chaver.
Rav, you said before that we get up in the morning to the lesson and it doesn't count as a spiritual thing. How do we in the group make it spiritual and that we're not going out to deliver milk?
You said it very nice. It depends how you wake up, what you do afterwards. So I woke up, I made some coffee with milk. I sat down in front of the computer and I entered dormant. Or I started reading the news on the computer or something instead of the lesson. That the fact that I woke up doesn't mean anything. Woke up means that I'm going from my state towards a higher spiritual state. That with my forces, with my desires, I can connect to the friends and want to awaken them and push them ahead.
And then it becomes something spiritual that I think this way and all of us together are like that?
Yes.
Because you really hit a painful point when you said it, that I get up and there's nothing to it.
You need to be above that. I have nothing and I won't have anything from this. I'll only have what I help the others.
Thank you, Rav.